who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
Yo, this is the Pinball Junk Drawer. The only pinball podcast that remembers the Shock Jock era and realizes it was the beginning of the downfall of humanity. Anyway, my name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me, as always...
Craft Brew Sally.
And she has no part whatsoever in that searing injunction against humanity. Shock Jock,
but
remember that?
But also knows it's true.
What a horrible time for our world.
Oh my goodness.
And we had the best. We had the worst of the best.
Yes.
Anyway, we're moving on from that.
Yes, now, we're not saying it.
We had no Shock Jocks here in Greenville, Wisconsin. There might have been one. I don't even know. I don't care. I'm not going to ever find out. I have to remember to go edit that one part out because I kind of stumbled over my intro.
Which is very unusual for you.
Just the thought of talking about a Shock Jock made my head fall off. All right. So, welcome. This is, of course, Pinball Junk Drawer, Big Show 24.
So we can now rent a car.
Wow. Legally, we can rent a car. More on that some other time. The pinball world is all nuts. It's going insane.
They're crapping their rompers.
They're crapping their rompers, figuratively and literally. My goodness, all this editing I'm going to have to do. I don't do any editing.
And it's not me this time.
I don't do very much editing, but I'll try to cut those out. I'm not going to cut out the part where I'm talking about the editing I have to do, but I'll cut the stumbly parts out. Okay, enough of this. So, yes, it was kind of released that the...
Harry Potter pinball machine.
Wow, Harry Potter pinball machine. One half of this team is ecstatic. The other one is, okay, you know, supportive, I guess I'll say. You are, as talked about in our world-famous five top five pinball machines, that is your, what they would call, dream theme.
Yes, it is. Well, I think, did I put that as number?
I think you're not talking about
the
microphone.
I did have it as number one on my list.
Wow. Notes, everyone.
Yes.
One of us has them, one of us does not. Yes. Mine's all up here in the noodle.
Yes, it was my number one dream theme, and wow. Now maybe it's still a dream, maybe it's not a dream, maybe,
so
who knows?
What would you call this surprise release by Pinball Insider? Because I don't think, at this point, it hasn't been, it's been unofficially... officially approved or something? I don't know. What would you say about this?
It has not been denied, I guess, is where you're going there.
Ah, yes.
So, I don't know.
So, they're saying JJP has secured this license. And I think... Stern was bidding heavily for it as rumored. This is all nonsense and rumors. I don't know any of it to be true because I wasn't invited to those meetings. So, because I'm not in the pinball industry. And even if I was in the pinball industry, they probably wouldn't invite me to that meeting because they'll be like, that guy just like yammers on and doesn't keep focused. So, yeah, so it was released by a Pinball Insider, not with JJP, that JJP has this license, mm-hmm. and that caused a kerfuffle.
Yes. So, I am not as pinball knowledgeable as most people are. And I don't know who this person is. So
yeah, and
if
that's
you could
okay.
Tell me who he is.
I don't know who he is. Oh. I mean, I know his name. I mean, it's, you know, it was just, I think he just is Stern, just somebody at Stern.
Oh, he is with Stern.
Yeah, I believe
okay.
so.
All right, thank
you. At this point, after this release, maybe not. I don't know. No, and I was kind of just going to avoid that kind of stuff because I don't need to. Okay. I hate cease and desist letters.
Yes.
So
I just had no idea who
yeah.
he was.
Oh, he's a famous name, a known name out there. You know, he's in the industry. He does a lot of good.
Game designer.
I think he, like, this is one of those weird things where the speculation starts immediately. Like, he was part of the team. It was speculated that he was part of the team that pitched it for Stern. So then when it got... You know, when the other company JJP got it, then there was some sour grapes, or maybe it was to release the information first, so it takes the power away from us pinball media. I can't even say pinball media. I'm sorry. Just the pinball podcasters. I don't know what, why, or who cares about that. You know, it's just one of those weird things, and so it adds to the stew that is this nonsense.
Mm-hmm. And it is. It's a lot of nonsense.
Oh, so much.
I spent a few hours today on Pinside. And
oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you know, show notes.
Took everyone listening, I hope you realize she really took one for the team, because that one started out like 28 years ago.
It was 88 days ago when somebody just decided to talk about it. And
yes,
and when you look on the internet, you know, the grand internet, yes, it goes back to like 2018 or 19.
I will say,
with this speculation about a Harry Potter pinball machine.
Well, and I will say, this has been the Great White Whale. This has been one of the projected to be the most popular, most influential titles you could ever get in the history of ever. Mm-hmm. You know, and whether that's true for you or not, I mean, not you, I know it is for you.
Yeah.
I mean, for you, listener, whether it's true or not, you can't deny it that it was a cultural everything. You know, like, now you could say, well, so was Star Wars, and they've ballyed a couple Star Wars games here and there that weren't quite as popular. I don't know.
I think, like, one of the problems with both the Harry Potter and the Star Wars are there's too much content for one machine.
Way too much content.
Yeah.
Like,
there's seven books or, depending who you are, movies.
Yes, depending who you are, 1.5-ish movies. Oh, wait, no, that's just me. Never mind.
No, I was referencing like a lot of the stuff on Pinside is about the movies, and that's not like, those movies are based on books, but.
Well, most of us can't read.
Oh.
Myself included. I actually paid children to take tests for me in college. Worked out for me okay. I don't know how to read. No. So that's exciting news. Now, I remember when you twisted my arm into getting Godzilla, you were like, well, that's your thing, so you got to get it. So now I'm kind of going back saying, well, that's your thing.
I don't know.
Well, it depends how it plays, right?
And that's the thing. I have loved most of JJP themes.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
You even like Toy Story.
I did like Toy Story.
Well, you actually like playing Toy Story too, though,
did.
You? Okay. Well, you are
JJP
one of...
JJP is not... Like, I would not...
Just buy it.
Yeah.
And there's some people that, like, just love JJP and they buy everything. There's some people that buy everything from Spooky. You know, and that's okay. I don't care one way or the other. Preferences are just that. They're just people like something. They like the way it shoots. That's cool.
But also, his is at a way high price point.
Yeah.
Like,
this will cost,
what, 12 to 15?
Well, and this one might be... I don't know if it can be more. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
They can, you know. Stern's been bashed for some of those ultra collectibles that have been whatever, you know. The price.
They know they can get the money for it. Yeah. Why not?
I know the Beatles machine, everyone was really upset about that pricing structure because it was more expensive. And I was like, well... So were the Beatles, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So they're not going to just eat that cost for fun, you know? So we'll see, though. So are you excited about it, or you're just going to be like...
I'm excited about it. I'm not sure how they're going to wrap it all into one machine, or if they're going to have, like, you know, four houses, or, you know, how they're going to... Because you can't, like, pick one book.
Well, what, like, it could be like Pirates, where you pick your house at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because that's how they did. Remember, like, you could, I'm Jack Sparrow, or I'm whatever, Peg Leg McGee, and all those, I'm that lady. You know, like, you could pick those things, and then you're like, well, then that's how you play it, and it changes the code, which that could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I also don't know enough about it that I could sound even remotely not less stupid, but if there's that many things, I know I've heard people say they could have three or four different machines, and I was like, well, that's a lot, you know. Now, could they do it? Of course. Should they? Probably not. Most people don't have $100,000 laying around just to look at me. I have the collection.
I have all of them.
You know,
it's I mean, I think it'll bring new players
pinball,
but
And that's a demographic that's sought after, like to get younger people into pinball. Like, you know, they have me. they have my demographic.
Yeah.
I'm there, whatever, you know. But to get, if they could get it, like, where, I don't even know what it would appeal to, what demographic, I can't say millennials, whatever, Gen Z or whatever.
Yeah.
If it would get that generation to, like, love it and play it and start getting more involved, then I guess good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would, though. Would one pinball machine do that?
It could. I mean,
I guess
there's a lot of Potterheads out there.
Yeah, there's like super fans.
Yeah,
that's like one of those things where the series is just super fan. You know.
Yes.
So that's part of what gives it that this is one of the best titles ever.
You know? That depends who you talk to.
Yeah.
On that.
Well, see, your stick-to-itiveness must be commended, because I think I was like 1.5 pages and I was like, I don't care about this that much. Gone. Yeah,
there's like 16 pages and I think I looked at all of it today.
Wowzers.
Yeah, that's my relationship with PinSign.
Good for you. I do not care that much about pretty much anything that I would sit there and read. I mean, some stuff I would read through.
I guess I was looking for like the confirmation that it was actually announced is going to be a machine.
you do not turn to PinSign for any confirmation of anything. Humanity is doomed. That's the only thing you're going to really find on PinSign. You're like, oh, we're all doomed. Okay. Uh-huh. Confirmed.
Or, yes. That was. Yes.
Okay, so we'll see. We always take the wait and see kind of thing to shoot it, look at it, and you know, but could be cool. I think we're gonna wait a while though. I don't think this is even though they'll start probably confirming some stuff. You know, you also got to figure out what assets are they gonna get?
Yeah,
are they gonna get some of the actors? Are they gonna get?
And are they going to get the rights to the books or the rights to the movies?
Yeah, like look how they did Deadpool. They did the comic book because they probably didn't want to pay Ryan Reynolds his fee
or whatever, you know. Or they would probably have a better chance of going with the movies over the books.
Yeah, but I mean, and with the books, they could do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Kind of, well, as far as voice actors and that kind of stuff, but this might, I have a feeling this could also be a double-edged sword, because some companies are famously not that great to be partnered with. I do not know how this franchise is to deal with. I mean, like, Disney has a certain way that's going to be, and that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
The Beatles have a certain way that it's going to be, and that's the way it went.
Yeah.
So it might not be the most fun partnership, but the end goal is to get machines out that are good.
Yeah.
They'll go through it. Because that's what you have to do, you know.
Yeah.
They're not going to just, they'll have a very specific artist package that they're going to prefer. You know, because I know like what the James Bond came under a lot of fire for. Oh, that artwork. Well, it wasn't their fault.
No.
I mean, that was, they were told what they were going to use, guaranteed, because.
And I'm sure with this one, they'll be told what they can use and what they can't use.
Yes, they will. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to follow and see. I'm hoping the best, you know. And if it does shoot well and looks pretty, I know at some point we will end up getting a used one, hopefully.
Probably.
If the market ever dies down. You know, I did go, because we've been saving towards a very special event. We're going to Disneyland out in California. I had to look at her because I don't know. I'm just say Disney. And so we're saving towards that. And I was like, so would you rather take that money and put it towards the machine? And she said, no. So good call.
Yeah.
Because once something is made, you can always get it.
Yeah.
If you're willing to pay the price. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Disneyland has been on my bucket list forever. So
yeah. We spent a lot of money in Disney World. That's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, we did.
A lot of 100 pinball machines at today's market. Yes, you probably. Know? So, all right. And what else did we do? We went to we went to see the 5678s.
Yes.
Which was just incredible.
Oh,
that
was
awesome. In Minnesota. We didn't get to see the ex-governor. Jesse the Body, though. I looked for him. I couldn't find him.
I looked, too.
Yes. But then the concert was incredible. They put on a show. I cannot even. The 5678s is my favorite band. And they put on a show that was unrivaled. I couldn't believe it. And then after that, rather than just splitting out, we stopped at what was the pinball place? I can't even remember the name of it.
It was Full Tilt.
Full Tilt. Okay, and they had a good mix of games and pinball.
Mm-hmm.
They did that thing that I don't like, in that you load a card and then you walk up and it goes beep. And I'm like looking at it and my brain isn't smart enough to do the math. Like, it's like, oh, if you want to play this pinball machine,
it's like 7.5 credits. And it's not like money. It's like, is that a quarter or what am I? There's like a chart there when you put your money on the card.
I don't need a chart. I don't want a chart. Like, I don't.
No, just say there's $20 on there and it costs $1 to play this machine.
Yeah, and I was just going beep and playing because I'm like, whatever, you know, at some point. And then I was like, this is perfect though for like this establishment because kids have no concept. Kids have a concept of what a dollar is.
Mm-hmm.
Kids do not have a concept of a piece of plastic that goes beep and then they play. And then when it doesn't go beep no more, they say, hey, mom, this doesn't work no more. And mom shoves another 20 in there and then it goes beep again. Like, it takes that like X equals hours of work in your hand equation away. And now it's just a magical thing like a phone or a piece of plastic.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, that's perfect. It's sinister and horrible, but it's perfect, you know.
Because then you get to the end of your card and you have a 1.5 credits. And nothing is 1.5 credits.
Was that like 33 cents, I think, or something? Yes. I don't know.
So we walked away with a card with 1.5 credits on it.
I don't even get the cool cards because I use the credit cards and debit cards as guitar picks. I have a punch and I have this gigantic like cookie jar filled with all the driver's license, everything, anything plastic. People were giving them to me at my work. So I was making these guitar picks. You just punch them out. And I don't even think they're cool, are they? They're just like yellow or like white. It's just like a piece of white.
It's plastic. Mostly brown with the full tilt on it. Nothing special.
Well, I guess we'll see what they look like when I punch them out. what did we play? I had a fun day. I can't remember what I even played though. I remember we did that thing where you take pictures. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then, remember I played Street Fighter and it was changing the characters I was fighting. Like, I stayed the same, but then, like, when I was fighting, it just kept randomly changing like, people in the middle
Ryu
of the fight.
It was Ryu and Blanca, and then...
I was like, why is this a thing?
I can't remember who else you turned into.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I thought it was broken, but you think it was programmed like that, so that's interesting. Yeah. And then, but the pinball we played, I played Jurassic Park, and I played, I had a good game on one, but I couldn't even remember. I can't even remember what it is.
Should have taken better notes then.
Yes. Oh, wait, I don't do that. You should have taken better notes.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying I should have taken better notes. No. I was like, we all know that's not going to happen. So, but it was a fun time. So if you're ever there, hit up Full Tilt. I would say hit it up.
Yeah,
the machines all worked. You know,
they all had all the Stern ones had the Stern Insider stuff.
Oh,
so
see.
Yeah,
I could just look it up right here. What I played.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, but wait a minute. I played other things too, though.
Yeah.
See, it's always the rub. All right, I'm back. That wasn't worth all that effort. So it says I played on May 13th. I played Jurassic Park Pro and James Bond Pro. But I know I played a bunch of other stuff, too. Oh, well. Yeah, there you have it. So, anything else? Oh, we do have something else. Let's drop in the intro. It's time to talk about some beer, maybe.
Yay!
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out
the fans have spoken, and we have listened. It's Beer Journal Review. With me, Craft Brew Sally. All right, here we are at the Beer Journal Review with Craft Brew Sally.
Okay.
It'll take us a couple weeks to get the name right.
Sure.
Us, meaning me.
Right, so...
So when we were in Minnesota, we went to a brewery there called Surly.
Also an establishment that did not have Jesse the Body Ventura in it or around it that I could find. I checked behind the dumpster, but he was not there. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So while we were there, I hit beer number 1700 in my journal.
Wowzers.
Yes.
That's a lot of beer.
It was a good beer. It was Logic Bomb.
Yeah, that place was slamming.
It was. It was what, a Friday, like 4-ish? And it was packed.
Yeah. Like, and they had like food going on and beer, and it was that was crazy.
It was really full. They had a really nice outdoor area, so in the summer it'll be nice there. And it seemed like they do music shows there as well.
Yeah, you could tell it was like set up for live music and stuff.
Yes.
So what beers did you have, or what would you say, you know, now you said you had Logic Bomb. Was that your favorite one? Or
yes. But all of the beers I had were really good. They were all good. They had a like lemonade, which was really good, like a shandy kind of thing.
Yeah, and usually you don't go in for those too much, do you?
No. Well, once in a while, like, because I love the Lion and Kugel shandies.
Oh, yeah.
Those are
that's
all
true.
Really good.
And those are like a lighter beer, too. That's kind of something like a
2.5-3%.
Yeah.
But then we had a Surly Lemonade, we had a Warp Zone.
Warp Zone. Which one was that? Was
that the
one,
you had.
Okay, it was like a Pilsner.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
A Grapefruit Supreme, which was really good too. And then the Logic Bomb and a Hooey.
What's a Hooey?
They were IPA. It was an IPA.
Ah, nice. So you didn't have all of them. They had a really neat artwork there too. Like they you could tell they did like some of those specialty one-off like screen printing posters and stuff like that. Which fun fact, that's I got into screen printing many years ago, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do the paper side of it, and I ended up just doing shirts and stuff like that, and I ended up selling it. So, I mean, I just sold it recently. I always wanted to do, I even had it set up to do like live events, like on this big rolling thing. I wanted to do like posters for like beer releases and stuff. Just didn't take off. So, bummer.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's for others to do, I guess.
But I would highly recommend Surly.
Yeah. Now, did we go to a different one too then?
No, after that we went to the VFW.
Oh, okay. That's
which
where we
was
went
my
to the
first
show.
Time ever in a VFW. So, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, downtown Minnesota is downtown.
Yeah,
I'll just say that. But the show was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive, lots of Uber driving.
Yes,
a very expensive weekend, but it was well worth it. I think that's going to do it for our show today. Do you have anything else?
No.
So if you're recommending Surly.
Yes.
And if anyone sees it out there, which one would you say you have to try?
Logic Bomb.
Logic
Definitely.
Bomb. Okay, that was a definitive.
Yes.
Now, you had a show listener call out?
Yes, Dan the Man.
Yes.
And wanted to know more about the beers, and he asked if he had to wait till the show, and so here you go.
Did
Dan
you make him wait?
I did.
Oh, poor Dan.
I told him there was beer there.
There's always beer there, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, even in, like, a dry county, there's probably beer there. You just have to work harder to find it, but...
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you just have to wait.
So big shout out to show listener one, I guess. Dan, we have one listener. It's Dan the Man. Thanks, Dan. I think we might have more than that, but I can't confirm nor deny that. Much like Harry Potter. I can't confirm nor deny
that. You are correct.
I'll have to wait for a podcaster insider to release the information if anyone's listening to this show. Deep cuts, everyone. Why not? So there was a hit. The show was awesome. 5678s are one of the greatest bands ever. Look them up if you don't know who they are. Most people know them from the band from Kill Bill. They did the House of the Blue Leaves.
Yeah.
They did the Woohoo, which has been in numerous commercials, both Japan and in America. And of course, they did the day before they did a live set to that movie. The movie played in an event, and then they played live, and I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So.
Oh, man.
So, there you go. Hey, yay for Harry Potter, yay for the 5678s, and
yay
for
Surly.
For Surly, all right. This has been the Pinball Junk Drawer. I'm losing my mind. This is Pinball Junk Drawer, show 24. My name was and always will be Foghorn Leghorn, and with me, as always, the lovely...
Craft Brew Sally.
And we'll see you next week with more magical muggle nonsense. Muggle? Is that a thing? Mogul. Mobile? Mobile. Mob? Mob?
Muggle.
Muggle, yes.
You're a muggle, obviously.
No, I'm not. I know lots about the Slytherins.
And still know Jesse the Body.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. Screwing us over. He could have helped me out with that Quidditch broom... finding game, the ball, the wings. Remember that thing? You did that. I could have mean okay, me I and Jessica. Okay,
we should stop now.
Before I get beat up by a roving gang of Potterheads. Like, this is for that joke about the Quidditch game. Oh, getting beat up. They'll have like little wand marks across my face.
And I won't be able to stop them.
You don't have enough power. You don't have enough magic. I'll be like, look, a wizard. And I'll run away as fast as I can, which is very slow at this age in my life. Okay, enough. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week, Harry Potter.
That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.